Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Don't ask me to move a mountain. Don't ask me to swim the sea. Don't think that I'm a tower of strength. Don't lean too much on me. We're looking to the future. Oh, don't build your dreams too high. I beg you to remember, I'm just an ordinary guy. I ain't no miracle worker. I do the best that I can. You know I sweat for each dime I make, but I'm always in there just looking to get that lucky break. Every day I keep on trying to do my best for you. And if trying just ain't enough, babe, well tell me, what would you have me do? I ain't no miracle worker. I do the best that I can. No miracle worker.
Start in love with you. Come on, come on. you are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Back after a couple weeks away, some work responsibilities tore me away from my Thursday slot, and even today I've had to pre-record. I am currently in North Vancouver eating lunch with a bunch of school children for whom I am going to give a workshop at 2:30. Very exciting life I live. We just heard Fleetwood Mac from the album Tusk, the follow-up to the infamous world-beating Rumours album. That was the song The Ledge, one of the weirdest songs ever recorded by Fleetwood Mac. I really like it, and I've been listening to Tusk a lot. I've become one of those people that will tell you all about how great Tusk is. I've met those people before. Wasn't sure that I would become one, but I have. I'm okay with it. Before that, we heard Girls from their self-titled debut from a few years ago. That was the song Lust for Life. And at the top, from Nuggets, that was The Brogues with the song I Ain't No Miracle Worker. No kidding. On today's show, we have a very special interview with Selena. She's one of the organizers of the Shoutback Festival, which is going to be kicking things off tonight at Astorino's. Also former CITR staffer, so it was nice to meet up with her and chat about that great festival. Some new Reverter, some new part-time, some new Coach Longlegs, some new Cousins, lots of cool new stuff, so stay tuned. Like I just said, Reverter will be releasing their new single tonight at the Rickshaw, along with their friends Hermetic. They recently completed a tour down the west coast of the U.S. and back, and they're back in town ready to release this single. It's called No More Haircuts. It's one of the Kingfisher Blues single-sided singles series special doodad. It's beautiful yellow 7-inch, so I definitely recommend checking it out. And yeah, make it down to the Rickshaw if you can. This is No More Haircuts.
It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tennis flew right off. I'm red as a bee, 'cause I'm so
my name is Selena, and I'm one of the organizers for this year's Shout Back Festival.
Great. So what is the Shout Back Festival?
So Shout Back Festival is a super DIY, or do it together as we like to say, festival, feminist festival that started last year in Vancouver. And so it's entering its second year this upcoming weekend, August 22nd to the 25th. And essentially what it is here, I'm just going to read off of our manifesto.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's an all-ages, anarcho-feminist, queer, anti-capitalist DIY music festival for anyone who wants it or think they might want it. It's a celebration in smashing patriarchy, showcasing artists who are underrepresented. So yeah, that's a little bit colorful in the language, but essentially it's just a festival that is trying to encourage people who maybe are new to playing music, or who play music that doesn't fit into not only not mainstream genres, but also kind of the indie crowd. So it's trying to focus on artists who, you know, feel like they're underrepresented and yeah, it's a chance for people to come out and feel empowered. And one of our things is really trying to get people who've never played music before to come out and try playing a show at Showpack Fest.
Yeah, and so there must be a bunch of challenges with that, especially around venues. For anybody in the city, trying to get a venue can be a trick. Mm-hmm. So how did that play out for you guys?
Yeah, so that's definitely one of the main themes in the festival, and that's kind of something that we pay extra special attention to. Last year, for instance, we booked shows at punk houses. So essentially, we took kind of bell hooks, the personal is political, and really took that seriously by taking our politics and putting them in people's houses. And it worked out, and to a certain degree, it was a really interesting experiment. But also, there's plenty of challenges that come with bringing a bunch of strangers into people's homes.
Yeah.
So that's what we did last year to try and address that issue and experiment a little bit with different spaces. This year, we're focusing... One of the elements of Shoutback Fest is that it's all ages. So this year, we're focusing on using the Astorino space, which is an all-ages venue that was opened up by the Safe Amplification Site Society earlier this year. So we're using that space. That's on Commercial Drive and Venables, and that's city owned but operated by this really great volunteer run organization called SafeAmp. So we're using that space. We're using art gallery spaces. So all of our spaces are alternative spaces that aren't money making businesses. So we're trying to use spaces just to give people an idea of what it would be like to live in a city that actually prides itself on having culture and not just, you know, going to a bar and supporting those businesses. So it's that's how we're trying to address it, but it is still challenging. It's, you know, we're putting in some of our own money, and hopefully we'll recuperate that, and hopefully the cops don't come and shut us down. So we're also going to be throwing a show in a park on Sunday afternoon, so you can find out all the details about that. So just trying to reclaim public space, art space, DIY community space. You want to re-ask the question, maybe?
Okay, so we've switched over to a different microphone. not that you would play favorites, but are there any highlights, out-of-town bands, that kind of thing that you're really excited to see?
Sure. So there's a bunch of out-of-town bands coming up from Olympia and other out-of-town, mostly from the States, actually, Pacific Northwest. There's a band called Hot Fruit that I've heard a lot of things about, and they're playing...
They played at Astorino's a little while ago.
Yeah, and they're playing at 877 East Hastings on Friday, August 23rd. There's this band called She Dreams in Color, and they're a former girls rock camp band. So they're teens. So I say, this is all ages. So, and that's at Astorino's on Saturday afternoon. So, there's just so many bands. There's so many bands.
There's tons. Yeah.
So check it out. And you know what? I would recommend just like going to the page, or either our Facebook page or our Tumblr, which is shoutbackfest.tumblr.com, and just looking at the bands, seeing which name kind of tickles your fancy first off, because there's a lot of fun band names. Oh, one of my all-time favorite bands, Vancouver bands, that wasn't a band for very long, but they're reuniting for Shoutback Fest, is Menopause. They're so good. Just classic feminist punk at its finest. They're going to be playing Rainbow Connection on Friday. So, I mean, I would definitely recommend checking them out, because I don't know if they're going to be playing again anytime soon.
And are there passes available, or is it tickets for each show, or what's the
Yeah. So each show is $5, or pay what you can, or you can get a pass for $20 that lasts all weekend long. So a similar, I guess, model to Music Waste in that sense. So Thursday night is our big kickoff show at Astorino's, like I say, down on Commercial Drive in Venables, and we're going to be giving away or selling passes, T-shirts, patches, all this sort of stuff, and the night kicks off with a workshop. So part of Shoutback Fest is also offering workshops. So there's going to be a decolonization workshop at the space starting around 6 or 7, I believe, and then a music show after that. But that's going to be kind of the big night where you can come get your passes, and then just showing up at shows, $5 or pay what you can.
Great. And, I mean, this is so much work. And it's good work, but what is it about this that got you involved, that made
makes you so passionate about this?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a whole team of people working really hard. And to be honest, I haven't been putting in my fair share like last year. But, you know, I think what it is just the weekend of is a lot of fun. And it's just so satisfying and so fun to see people who are getting a chance to showcase their art. We're also having an art show this year, which is new, and that's at Art Bank. You know, talk about politics, not be afraid, not feel like you're too cool. It's a very inclusive environment. And so it just feels very festive and fun, open, inclusive, and just empowering. I don't know. It's kind of an ephemeral feeling. It's hard to put into words, but yeah, I would say that, and just the chance to have conversations that maybe with people that you see at shows all the time, but you don't actually get to sit down and talk politics with them. So I guess that's one of the motivators. I don't know. It's hard. It's working with the people that we work with, too. It's a really good crew of people organizing this year, so I would say that. Meeting new bands, hearing new bands. There's going to be so many new bands that I've never heard before. A lot of these I've never even heard of. And last year, you know, one of my favorite Vancouver bands now, Dead Soft, I first saw at last year's Shoutback Fest. So, you know, it's just a chance to see cool new music.
Great. Thanks so much, Selena.
Hey, thanks, Duncan.
Smash the patriarchy.
Woohoo! Let's do it.
That was the song Hot Tears. Hot Tears from Olympia, Washington, coming up for the Shoutback Festival this weekend. That was the song Fight. Thanks again to Selena for chatting with me out in a park this past weekend, right after the championship of my softball league. I was not part of that championship game, but it was fun to watch. So, and it was fun to do that interview out in the field. Sorry, I thought I had fresh batteries in that recorder, and then they died, and so I had to switch to my iPhone, so it did not sound so good. Before that, we heard Imaginary Pants from their fairly new EP, self-titled EP. That was the song Bus Driver. And at the top, we heard Reverter. Go see Reverter tonight at Lana Luz, and then scoot over to Astorinos to see a bunch of great bands kicking off the Shoutback Festival. Jay Holy is a weirdo from Toronto. He has a new EP out. It's called Dyatlov Pass, and this is the song Into the Void.
Thank you.
was Drew Price's Bermuda Triangle from his forthcoming album Friends and Family. That was the song Log In. Drew Price hails from Alabama, I believe, and he's going to be releasing that album out on French Kiss Records very soon. Before that, we heard Part Time from their album PDA, out now on Mexican Summer. That was the song Night Drive. My understanding was that Part Time was going to play the Electric Owl tomorrow night, but now it doesn't look like that's happening, or I couldn't find any details of it online. I don't know. I like Part Time a lot, but maybe they're playing. I don't know. That's what it's. I don't know. And at the top, we heard Jay Holy. My friend David Barkley realized a lifelong dream recently when he performed at Sappy Fest, the great music festival in Sackville, New Brunswick. It happened at the beginning of this month, and he performed there with his band Coach Longlegs. They have a new EP out, and we're going to listen to the song Everyone is in Charge of Themselves. After that, we're going to hear a new song by Halifax's Cousins, the song River, and then a song by a guy named Breeze, or a band called Breeze. All right, let's give it a listen. Here is Coach Longlegs to start us off.
Every hour, every minute, every second of each day, I feel strange, and it's because of you that I feel this way. Hope that you finish all the comics that we buy. And I hope that I never finish those TV shows that we watch. Cause they remind me of you. Cause they remind me of every hour, every minute, and every second of each day. I wonder why it had to end, and if you'll ever be my friend. Then again, why would I want that? I don't really want that.
Nothing else to do, you're just hanging out all by yourself.
To the river, to the river.
right, that was Breeze, featuring Beliefs in Elk member Josh Carodi, as though that's something I should know. Toronto people, so self-centered. Also in the band, the former bassist of Hot Hot Heat, and Louise Burns, who used to be around these parts, but I guess has moved to Toronto. Before that, we heard Cousins and Coach Long's Legs. Up next, some Cindy Lee. All I know about this is that it used to involve women, the band Women, from Calgary. And then one of those members is now performing as Cindy Lee, or as a part of this band, Cindy Lee. This song we're going to hear, Promise of Loneliness, comes from their sold-out cassette, Tatlache. And there's going to be a solo set happening this weekend at Simply Delicious. And then next week, Cindy Lee are going to be opening for Deer Hunter at the Rickshaw. The Deer Hunter album, if you haven't heard it yet, definitely worth a listen. Much poppier than some of their earlier work, and just really good, fun rock and roll, if you ask me. After that, we're going to hear a new cut off of the White Poppy album. Let's go.
The greatest music show the world has ever known.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Butter on the Bread, Thursdays at 5 with Ryan Rosell.
Thank you.
That was White Poppy from her brand new album coming out in a couple weeks. It's a self-titled album. And that was the song Without Answers. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. If you like what you heard, check out dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. And you can hear the podcast at citr.ca. Next week, we'll do a preview for the Victory Square Block Party, which is happening on September 1st, co-presented by CITR. It's going to be a heck of a good time. And that whole weekend is going to be a blast by the sounds of it. I'm playing a hardball game against the Isotopes, the punk band, on the Friday night. Should be a lot of fun. If you are a softball player, CITR is going to be organizing a softball tournament. So if that is of interest to any of you, please get a hold of me, dunkinsdonuts@gmail.com. All right? Cool. Have a great weekend, everybody. Happy birthday to Sylvie and Jessica and Alex Smith and everyone else. Going to have a groovy time this weekend. Bye, everybody. Oh, and this is the song The Wire by Haim.
You know I'm bad at communication. It's the hardest thing for me to do, and it's it. It's the most important part that relationships will go through. And I gave it all away just so I could say that. But I know, I know, I know, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. You know there's no rhyme or reason for the way it turned out to be. I didn't go and try to change my mind not intentionally. I know it's hard to hear me say it, but I can't bear to stay. And I just know, I know, I know, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. Always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind rebel. Oh, but I just couldn't take it. I tried out and I to beg it, but I fumbled. Then when it came down through the wire, it felt bad. It felt right. Oh, but I fumbled. Then when it came down through the wire, it felt bad. It felt right. Opportunities. I try to stay true to you, and I try to do what you wanted from me. And I give it up away just to hear you say that. I know, I know, I know, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. Always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind rebel. Oh, but I just couldn't take it. I tried out and I to beg it, but I fumbled.
Yeah. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That marks the end of Dunkin's Donuts. It's a pre-recorded show. I believe that song was Haim, and that was called The Wire. Good song. Today, don't be surprised if there's a lot of overlapping stuff with Dunkin's show, because I too will be discussing or doing a feature on a lot of the bands that are playing this weekend for Shoutback Festival. But before I go into that, I'm going to play a song from a band from Toronto. They are not going to be at the festival this weekend, called Different Skeletons, and this song is called Barely Alive. So as I mentioned before on the show today, I'm going to be showcasing mostly the songs I'm going to play are from bands from Shoutback Festival that is starting tonight and also going on until the end of this weekend on Sunday. And it's basically a festival with a lot of DIY local.